did the last 3 days help Eddie and Devontae, if at all?
I think the last 3 days helped their whole football team. Eddie and Devontae have been here pretty much, most of the day, most of the 3 days. So they're getting better. They'll both do some pre-practice work, and then we'll see from there. But I don't have high expectations of them practicing today.
Mike, what kind of similarities do you see between Justin Houston and Clay Matthews, and how can Clay help prepare your offense going into this game?
Well, I think, Houston is a dynamic player. Obviously, the ability of both the edge rushers to really set the tempo and really what they can do to you, schematically, and how you have to, the amount of attention you have to pay towards those guys. So, our guys have great work throughout the week. Clay and the rest of our elephants, we've got a number of guys who play similar defenses and similar sub-packages. So the competitive periods throughout training camp should help us be ready for this game.
Like, from a week-to-week basis, how much do you anticipate Clay's role changing or adjusting as things go on?
Really depends on what the opponent's offense brings to the table. We go through the process each and every week the same way and look at their tendencies, look at the matchups, look at our tendencies from a self-scout standpoint, and that'll continue as we move forward.
Do you want to get more pass rush opportunities, or are you okay with
it? I want to see Clay chase after the guy with the football. I think that's the best thing for our defense. So, and I think the more we move him around, I know from an offensive perspective, targeting issues is will help, any player's productivity. But at the same day, teams know where he's going to line up, and he's obviously a focus point for our opponents. But the more we can move him around, and I think it'll help us.
What are your thoughts on playing these back-to-back night games, first the Sunday night and then the Monday night, and the schedule changes and the things that you have to do differently for these two back-to-back night games?
Well, it's part of the benefits and the challenges of the National Football League. Obviously, when you play in night games, it means the league and TV, feels a certain way about you and likes to have you on TV. So that's that's the benefit of it. But it's a challenge. I mean, there's no rhythm to playing in night games. I mean, it changes everything. So, and it's more the day after, or the 2 days after, is where the effect comes in. So it's just something you have to adjust to and keep moving forward.
Like, after you were able to limit Marshawn Lynch last week, how do you build on that with another tough running back coming in?
Well, I mean, Marshawn's a great back. Jamal Charles is a great back. But they're different. They have different styles, and just you pay attention to that. So. Jamal is an inside and outside runner and tremendous quickness and vision. Good player out of the backfield, good receiver, and has the high-end speed to finish long runs. So, he'll be a big challenge for us.
Mike, what are your memories of the 1 year that you had with Alex Smith? And just from what you've seen, how has he grown since you were with him?
Alex Smith, very bright young man, very athletic. And he's definitely grown a lot since then. I think, his experience in the league has made him well-versed in the game of football. He's been in a number of different systems. He looks very comfortable in the system in Kansas City. He's been very accurate with the football, smart. I mean, he's has a really good understanding of what defenses are trying to do you. And once again, I think he's a lot more athletic than people may give him credit for.
How did Donnie Barkley grade out Friday night, and what kind of peace of mind does he give you here over the next few weeks?
Donnie did a good job. He has another big challenge this week. I think Donnie, like the majority of our football team, we need more. There's a lot more to improve on. We've won two games. That was a good win. But still, I mean, it's the fundamentals, the mental challenge, those are things we're focused on, and Donnie will be better, just like the rest of our team needs to get better.
Mike, 14 years ago, a Monday night game was played here, and Chris Giese ran the American flag out of the tunnel. What are your memories of that time when football came back?
Oh, I mean, I think I was like most people. I mean, I think the whole world stopped. I mean, we were definitely entering into a different time in our country. I was with the New Orleans Saints. I could sit here and tell you exactly where I was, what happened, who I was talking to, and all those types of things. So we had, you know, obviously they had the week off after the attack, and then we played the next game in Giants Stadium against the New York Giants. So just pulling into the stadium that day was surreal, you know, tanks and just the military presence and, you know, the policemen and firemen on the field before the game, Tony Bennett singing, you know, God Bless America, so the national anthem, all those things. So it's obviously a very powerful time in our country in the way we responded.
Do you think Aaron, even to this day, uses that motivation about, you know, slipping to the 24th pick just as, you know, motivation, ammunition for him to play to the level he does? Do you think that's still a factor?
I think Aaron's very self-motivated from a number of different things. I'm sure he'll enjoy answering that question this week. But it's, you know, he's off to a great start. But I mean, it's amazing. It's been 11 years now that he's playing. This is his 11th season. So, but I'm sure have fun asking him that question.
Yeah, Mike, how much work or preparation goes into free play situations?
Well, it's practiced. It's something that our defense will be challenged today because we have competitive periods where, Aaron, it's just a part of our offense. So it's practiced just like any other play.
Are you in a situation where with Lacy you can wait, you know, really through up till Sunday to decide what you want to do with him because of his knowledge of the offense and all of that?
Yes, I would say so. Eddie's very bright, instinctive football player, very comfortable in, you know, what he's asked to do. So, I would definitely feel comfortable playing Eddie on a very limited basis as far as his practice reps. Thank you.